So, I was living in London. It was 1990, and I was sharing a flat with John Telfer, the baritone saxophone player, who was absolutely obsessed with Sun Ra. And I really liked Sun Ra, but no one knew as much as John. And then we found out that Mike Hart had booked the Sun Ra Orchestra to do a concert, not with my big band, which would have been a perfect match, but with Dick Lee's Chamber Jazz, which was this very genteel band mixing up jazz and classical music, which is great if you like that sort of thing, but it with an oboe and a flute, and everybody was very straight. And the idea was that Sun Ra would write a commission for both bands to play together. So, myself, my brother Phil, and John begged Dick Lee to get us into the band so we could work with Sun Ra. And Dick was very nice and let us join the band. So, they drove up from Brecon Jazz Festival, and there were 2 days rehearsal, and basically they were quite late, so we all set up and they started playing this. So we were playing this gentle jazz classical music with oboe and bassoon when Sun Ra's band arrived in the venue and walked in. And it was like John Gilmour, June Tyson, Sun Ra, all the Marshall Allen era band. They all come walking in, these sort of middle-aged, older, beautiful African American men wearing their kind of clothes. We were playing this very white British music on stage. Nothing was said, but they kind of like there was a bit of a pause, and then it was made known to us that Sun Ra's band wanted to just play on their own. And so basically, we all got off the stage, and then they started playing I Got Rhythm with no charts. So they kind of set up all their chairs and everything, and they started playing I Got Rhythm. And they played for fucking ages, like about an hour and a half. Just round and round and round. And gradually, everybody in the band who wasn't into Sun Ra just left and went. In the Dick Lee band, just went home. So without kind of saying anything, they just got rid of all the people that didn't respect them and want to work with them. And then they carried on playing I Got Rhythm, and then Phil just went, fuck it, let's get up and play. So we just got up on the stage. This was in Meadowbank, by the way, Meadowbank Sports Centre. So we got up on the stage. There was a second drum kit. I started playing along I Got Rhythm. Phil started playing. What same as everybody else. Nobody was really soloing. Nobody really looked at us or said anything, but nobody sort of told us to fuck off. And then after that kind of finished, the drummer came up to me and asked if he could help him get any weed. And then somehow we ended up talking to, well, we Sun Ra ended up talking to the three of us. And he had all these photocopied pamphlets that he said it had been sent from space to some guy in Turkey. And he was a really, there was something very warm and lovely about him, but he couldn't quite make eye contact. And he spoke very quietly. And some of his speech was a bit like you would say in psychiatry, a sort of disordered thinking. So he'd say things like, you know, you think good is good, but if I say I'm going to do you good, that means I'm going to hurt you. So good isn't always good.
And you think Jesus was a man, but Jesus was the son of God, but in French, son means sound. So maybe Jesus was a sound.
I can remember that's pretty verbatim what he said. So he was talking to us for ages and giving us these pamphlets. And John was the only one who actually said anything. But it was kind of amazing. And then we went home, and there was maybe another day's rehearsal the next day. So Dick's band all showed up at 10 a.m. Sunrise band were late. They started playing I Got Rhythm. Everybody went home. But then June Tyson came up to the three of us and said, Sonny really liked it. Yeah, so by this time it was kind of accepted that Dick's band would play the first set and Sun Ra would play the second set. And June Tyson came up to us and we sort of stayed and just listened to them playing and stuff. And June Tyson came up to us and said, Sonny really liked it when you guys got up to play yesterday, so he'd like you to join us for the last tune. And what was amazing about it was that they'd kind of got rid of all the
people who didn't respect them
without saying anything or actually doing anything. This sort of, it just kind of happened. And anyway, we did the gig. It was mobbed. Our set was pretty
anti-Sun Ra music in every way.
Straight. And then Sun Ra guys come on. They've got all silver outfits on, all the spacesuits on. They fucking blow the place apart. But it was so much. It was like another level to what they've been playing in these rehearsals. There were no charts. There was no conducting. All these things happened without any sort of clue when they were going to happen. Sudden massive changes. It was one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen. Sounded absolutely incredible. And then by the time the last tune came about, a lot of the audience were on stage dancing, and it had sort of broken down any sense of any sense of a kind of order, but it was just fucking great. And then we just got on stage, and the same thing happened. We just started playing along, and nobody said anything or looked at us or anything. But it just, you know. And then the gig finished, and it was just like fucking great. And then can't really remember what happened after the gig, but a couple of days later, there was an article by Sun Ra in The Guardian called Music to Seduce a Monster By. It's on my website blog, where he talks about going to Scotland and visiting Loch Ness and that. And he says in it, we met some local musicians, two brothers called Bancroft. They're good. People seem naturally friendly here. So that was amazing that he kind of... we sort of somehow made an impression. I don't know how he knew we were good, because he never really heard us play, but and it was an amazing episode, and unforgettable. All right, there you are.